Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You guys are going to love today's episode. This is going to be a lot of fun. I've got a brand new friend I want to tell you about, and she has been crushing it for years. And she's got a really super cool idea that, as for me, a lot of people refer to it as being old school, but it's where I cut my teeth and I love it. And I'm so excited to see her bringing this back so you guys can get this, just become this instant media mogul. So with all that said, I want to introduce you guys to Jen DeBoer. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here, Dave.
I'm super excited. I was looking at some of, for those people who don't know you, so Jen DeBoer Richter is an expert on attraction marketing, kind of cut her teeth with Dan Kennedy. I love, dear, passionate friend of mine. She's also a former marketing executive for NASA at the Kennedy Space Center and turned entrepreneur who was awarded the Innovator of the Year for Excellence in Business Coaching in 2019. And such an exciting thing. Everyone thinks of NASA and you're like, holy cow, how did you become the marketing director and lead person at NASA? I mean, that's a crazy, crazy hook.
Okay, so this was a while ago and the movie Armageddon had just come out. And I was watching E! One day, and they were doing the movie premiere at Armageddon. And I came from a television background. I used to work at ABC. So I was, you know, just kind of fascinated with media and celebrity and authority and all that. So I'm watching the Armageddon movie premiere, and it was at Kennedy Space Center. And I'm a military brat. My dad was in the Air Force for over 25 years. And so I was like, whoa, that would be a super cool, really fun place to work with media and movies. And, you know, they shoot movies there. And I was like, wow, I'm going to apply for a job there. I mean, why not? Right. And so I applied for a job. And I mean, there was a very rigorous interview process. Trust me when I say that. But I ended up getting the job and I became the manager of advertising and consumer research. Kennedy Space Center is actually one of the top five most visited tourist attractions in the state of Florida. So I was competing with the Mouse, you know, Walt Disney, Disney World. That's a big competitor, right? Yeah. I was basically trying to steal people away from Walt Disney World for a day. That was what I was doing with my ads. And I created the very first ever direct response TV commercial campaign for Kennedy Space Center. And that was my legacy that I left there. So it was really, it was a lot of fun, life-changing. Buzz Aldrin used to call me on my personal, like on my phone and be like, hey, Jen, it's Buzz. I'm like, what's up, Buzz? Like, it was just crazy. So fun. So fun.
That is awesome. Well, tell me more about the introduction basically I had to you originally came from Turner Leslie, who is one of our relationship managers, and reached out and said, oh my gosh, I just had the most amazing conversation with Jen. You've got to have her on the podcast. She's got this super, super cool funnel that she's working on. I thought that is a type of a funnel that most people don't talk about. So I'd love to kind of dive right into this.
Okay. So the big problem that it solves is how do you launch yourself as the go-to authority in your space? And most of the clients that I work with are what Dan would call civilians. They're not really funnel people, right? They're like roofers, home builders, financial advisors. Like they're not people that even understand what funnels are or anything. So what I did was when I left Kennedy Space Center, quit corporate work, I became an entrepreneur, basically opened up my own marketing agency. And that agency was really successful. We built it to seven figures within the first couple years. But I fell in love with information marketing and speaking to sell and you know, webinars and all that stuff. And I said, well, how can I position myself as an expert, as the go-to authority in the information marketing space, even though I had all this like crazy background working for NASA and stuff, how do you launch yourself into a new space with basically no list, no money, no connections in the space? And so I decided to publish my own magazine.
And your own magazine.
My own magazine, because I did this at Kennedy Space Center also. It was called The Orbiter. So I decided to steal that idea. And I looked at what other celebrities were doing, you know, like even like, you know, Martha Stewart, Joel Osteen, Oprah Winfrey, like all these random celebrities. And I was like, well, let's see if I could do this. And then being introduced to Dan and learning about ClickFunnels and Russell and sales funnels in general, I said, how can I take the old school marketing of having your own magazine and owning your own media and then marry it with new school funnel technology and walking people through the buyer's journey and moving them along to the next step with you? And So I created this magazine funnel for myself and it worked crazy good. It was like, I mean, in 2 years, I built a multi six-figure speaking and coaching business and having a lot of fun doing it, you know, and it turned into, it just basically caught wildfire. I told Turner, I'm like, this happened completely by accident. I didn't see this coming. Like, so my clients started asking me to build magazine funnels for them and they started getting amazing results and they have nothing in common with each other. Like I said, all these different industries, from roofers to contractors to attorneys to financial advisors to speakers to coaches. And I knew I was onto something. So here we are.
That is crazy. So this is a print magazine or a digital magazine?
Yeah, both print and digital. So it depends on what you want to do with it. And we build the funnel based on the client's specific goals. So if you're trying to land a keynote spot at the best conference in your industry, we build the funnel slightly different for you based on that. Or if you're trying to sell $50,000 kitchen remodels, we build the funnel slightly different. But the thing that it has in common is that there's a print version, old school, plus the digital version.
That is awesome. So is this a subscription that people are paying for? They get this on a regular, walk me through kind of the numbers, how all this works.
Okay. So how it works is for each new client that comes on board, let's say we wanted to build you a magazine funnel, Dave. And so we would take your original content, because the other problem that's happening in the market with the competition with magazine publishers is that they use off the rack content for each one of their clients. So they just copy paste, slap a new photo on the cover and say, here's your magazine. And then you have to order thousands of copies and they sit in your garage and never see the light of day. And so I was like, okay, well, how do we create this in a custom solution with your own original content, with your own original photography, with all of the things that, you know, that successful people have, right? And how do we take this knowledge, this expertise, this credibility and package it into your own magazine? The nice thing about doing a magazine is that we can do this at a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time that it takes to publish another book or launch your own TV show, which some of my clients have. And it's just it's a lot quicker process and a lot more fun because we can get your strategic partners to contribute articles. So you don't have to like sit and take 2 years of your life to write another book. So we start with the content of the magazine. What do you want to be known for? What industry are you in? What space do you want to be seen as the ace, the authoritative, credible expert? And then on the back end, the funnel comes in that we look at what types of campaigns do you need. So Dan Kennedy says there are 5 major marketing campaigns that every business needs, no matter who you are and what you sell and who you sell it to. Number one is a lead generating campaign. So to answer your question, we put the magazine online on your website and we give it away for free, you know, so we're not selling ads in it or anything. We're just using it as a lead generator. One of my clients, and she sells metal roofs out here in Colorado Springs. And, just by putting the magazine on her website with no ads, we've generated over 150 qualified leads for her business. And she was able to thrive during a pandemic when a lot of her competition was going out of business. So yes, so we use it as lead generator on your website and then on a landing page and then, or on your homepage, and then people download it. Now they're on your email list. Because as you know, you've got to own your own list. I mean, this isn't new to funnel hackers. Like, you got to own your list, right? So how do you give something to people that's really interesting to them and positions you as the news? So that's what we do with that. The second campaign you need is a newsletter to your top referral partners, your top clients, so we use the magazine as a newsletter.
Are you mailing this newsletter out, or is it?
Yeah, so we do the digital version, and we mail it out to your top clients. And I have a relationship with a printer that doesn't require us to order, you know, 10,000 magazines that will sit in your garage. We can do short run prints and just order what you need. So we also need a campaign. The third campaign is a referral campaign. How do you get in front of your strategic partners and ask for quality referrals? Like, what's the reason? What's the excuse? What's the reason? How do you stay top of mind with them? And so we package up a kit and send it to you, you know, your referral partners. The other campaigns that you need are for the people that already know you and are already doing business with you. Follow up and reactivation campaigns for people that maybe they did business with you a while ago, and now you need an excuse to reach back out to them. A magazine is a great way to get on their desk. We package up the magazine, the printed version, in a wow box, just like you guys do with the Expert Secrets and .com Secrets, you know, the trilogy now, sure. Where you send the black box. I totally borrowed that. Totally did. And so I know it's a podcast, you won't be able to see it, but Dave will say, I create a black box, a black wow box.
Love it.
Branded and stuff. And then inside the box, it's built for your magazine.
Oh, we mail so out cool.
The magazine with a sales letter and all the upsells and all that. And then the final campaign is an internal campaign to increase the amount of money that your customers are already, you know, spending with you. So we can put ads for your programs inside your own magazine, right? And here's the cool thing about magazines is people don't throw them away. My husband has this addiction to the Denver 5280 magazine, right? Every time we get one, it sits and he's like, don't throw it away. I like looking at it. So those are just some of the things that we do with it to hit the major five campaigns. But I've also, and my clients have also used their magazine to get on television, to get booked on radio interviews, to get booked on podcast interviews. I used it to land, to build my keynote speaking business. And one of my goals was to speak at a Dan Kennedy event. And I was able to do that with my magazine during the pandemic. They flew me up to Cleveland and I was able to share this with the magnetic marketing community. So, you know, depends on what your goals are. If you don't want to be a speaker, if you don't want to be on TV, that's okay. We got tons of other marketing strategies and that will work for you.
I love it. So how much is to create I guess, first of all, how large is the magazine? Are these multiple pages, short page?
I'll show you one. So here, this is my issue number 7. My issue number 8 is at the printer right now. So issue number 7, this was just an example. It's the size of a standard magazine. It's pretty good. It's not like this one is 72 pages and that's about the size that I like to do. But I
wish people could see it. They're going to have to. If they want to get a copy, how do they get a copy of your magazine?
InstantMediaMogul.com. You can download a case study and a sample. But so I have strategic partners that give me free stuff. Here's an ad from a private jet company. They let me do photo shoots and stuff with their private jets. So,
how cool.
So that's in there. I get free event space for my workshops that I do. I do a free workshop every month and I get free event space. So anyways, you have articles, you have ads, whatever you want to sell, whatever you want to spotlight. That's what we build the whole entire system around is what your goal is. But you know, usually the main thing is you need people to talk to. You need people on your calendar, people to talk to. And by giving away this magazine, getting in front of them as the authority, and then building that funnel, the drip campaign, the funnel system on the back end to move them to a sales conversation with you, it becomes a no-brainer.
I absolutely love that idea. That is such a cool thing. It's fun. I remember I cut my teeth with direct response marketing, did a ton of, had my own ad agency, was doing a bunch of mail drops and stuff, primarily from mortgage companies, generating leads in the early 2000s. And I remember how there was a time where everyone's mailbox just got blown up. And now I look at it, you don't get hardly anything in your mail. And I think it's all the bills now come through, you know, electronic bill payment stuff. So you don't even, anytime someone goes to their mail, it's like this huge surprise and just delight experience where you get this magazine and people are like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I know. So I think it's such a cool idea. When Turin was telling me about this magazine funnel, I'm like, I haven't heard about that in a long time.
I know, I'm bringing it back, you know, I'm resurrecting it and making it current with the online component, right?
So, yeah.
So I use funnel scripts, of course. So all the landing pages I do, like my landing page for Instant Media Mogul and for my own Boss Woman Rock magazine, I created this one to help me get booked for women's conferences. So this is my own personal magazine. But, so I build landing pages on ClickFunnels. I use funnel scripts to write the drips and just use all the tools that you guys have given us to really maximize the return on investment of the magazine and make sure that your website's going to convert, that people are going to subscribe, that they're being indoctrinated into your, you know, into your hero story with the email drip campaign and moving to your calendar. And, you know, it's real simple. Like, and sometimes I think the best ideas are the simplest ideas.
Totally
right?
Agree.
So it's kind of like, I was laughing to myself, like last night, I was like, it's kind of like my first funnel. you know, like for civilians who are like scared of funnels, it's like your first funnel, like to introduce you to the concept and to make it simple for you to get results. And I'm just having a blast with it, having a lot of fun.
I love it. I think the exciting thing for me is the true credibility that exists through something like that, that's printed. And I mean, I've seen, you know, printed covers used on people's funnels all the time. It's been, hey, I'm on this cover, I'm on this cover, I'm here, I'm here. And I think it's really cool when you have your own magazine. And I love that you've been able to do it for so many different verticals and niches. I know you mentioned as far as roofers and coaches. What are, give some ideas as far as people going, oh, that wouldn't work for my industry. What are some of the crazy ones that you've done that you're like, well, oh, it works here?
I mean, you know, here's one. I had a client. She was one of my very first funnel clients, and she was a natural food broker. Okay. And so if you have a salsa that's organic and you want to put it in Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or whatever, she's the person that you hire to help you do that. And she's a one woman show. Basically, she has a sales team that go out and do, you know, product demos and stuff at the things. And so we built a funnel for her, and it actually worked too well. She had too many people contacting her. She's like, Jen, I cannot talk to all of these people. I need you to turn this thing off. Right. And I was like, you're kidding me. Like, we weren't spending any money on ads or anything. It was just the traffic that she had on her website, just giving, because her website didn't have a conversion. There was no place for people to go. There was, her credibility and her authority in this space wasn't coming through, even though she's like the number one guru. It wasn't coming through. So we launched her magazine funnel, and she got in a panic because she didn't have the system and the teams in place to handle the amount of people that were trying to get on her calendar. So, we had to pause it for a moment because she wasn't ready. And then we had to build in an application as kind of like a hoop that people needed to jump through before they could talk to her. Right. Cause she's like, I literally cannot talk to all these people. And I was like, you need to hire a salesperson. She's like, I don't have time. So I'm like, okay, well, let's put an application on board. So does this salsa maker have good packaging? They need to send you a photo of it. Do they own their brand, you know, trademark? Have they done that part? Do they have sales? It's kind of like Shark Tank for organic foods, right?
Love
it's like there's certain things that you need to have in place. And so we ended up adding an application onto the back end of her funnel so that people couldn't just jump on her calendar without meeting her criteria. So that's one case where it didn't go as great as I anticipated it. She kind of got mad. I kind of over-delivered, yeah. And she got a little bit like annoyed with me, and that wasn't great for me because I was trying to deliver her this amazing experience and she didn't really get it. So she was like, I don't want all this business. But yeah, so that
wouldn't. That's exciting. So when you look at the magazine, what's the typical time? How long does it take to put together a magazine? I'm sure people are going, oh, I'm going to be overwhelmed with that. I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
What's it take to put together a magazine?
I can do mine in like 30 days because I've got a plethora of content sitting around. So like yesterday, I just spoke with one of the top 50 national keynote speakers in the entire country. And he's thinking about doing his magazine funnel. And he's got tons of content, right? He's a content creator. He's a content machine. So the content is the part that usually holds people up the most. So if you're a publisher already of content, maybe you've got a blog that nobody's looking at, we can repurpose that content. My editing team will take the content off and then edit it for the magazine. And that process can go a lot faster for people like speakers and coaches that create content. 30 days, probably we could get it done. For people that are not content creators, like a roofer, my home building contractors, those types of people, we're probably looking at about 90 days. But again, that's a lot faster than taking 2 years to write a book. You know,
like for sure.
Way faster, especially if we use your strategic partners to contribute articles in your magazine. I have a client who's a leader in the property management space. So for apartment and multifamily property managers, she's like the go-to authority in that space. And she's got a team. She's just got tons of strategic partners and people that she gets to write the articles on their vertical, on their area of expertise. And then she features them as contributors in the magazine. And then of course they promote it because they're in it and it helps her build her list and her credibility and get in the door, foot in the door with people that wouldn't, you know, normally know her, who she is. So her, and she's on her third issue now. So that process goes a lot faster for her just because we've figured out who are her contributors. Yeah. And I've got a system that I set up on the back to make it easy, but So yeah, 30 to 90 days.
Jen, I love that. Well, tell people more about Instant Media Mogul.
So Instant, because this caught wildfire by complete accident, and I had to, you know, I had built out a team of designers and editors and, you know, web team and all that. So because I had already created that for myself and my clients started asking me for it, I've got systems down now and I'm offering this as a service to other people that might want to check this out. And if you're curious to see if a magazine funnel would work for you, I have case studies that I've put on the landing page of instantmediamogul.com that you can go download, and you'll get a PDF emailed to you that has case studies with a variety of industries in it. And then also there's a sneak peek into, I have like 24 different marketing strategies that you can do with a magazine funnel, but I won't overwhelm you in the case studies PDF. You can just go look at like my favorite top six marketing ideas. So you get that. And then you can also click on an example of the actual magazine and see like what the quality is and how custom it is and how beautiful they are.
That is so cool. I just love the idea. That is such a, again, most people don't think about this kind of stuff anymore. Everything's, oh, I'll create it online, just leave it there. And I'm like, there's something magical when people physically handle something. There's a connection between you and them instantly, just because there's credibility, but it's just more tangible. And the more senses you can involve, the deeper the relationship. I just think it's such a great idea.
Yeah, well, just like what we were saying with the boxes, that's why ClickFunnels sends out the books, the free, you know, the free plus shipping book funnel, and you mail the tangible box to people because it creates this whole brand experience. It's the same thing with the magazine and the wow box that we create for it. And so we're kind of like doing a similar thing here. It's just a different mechanism.
Such a cool idea. Well, if people want to find out more about you, where should they go, Jen?
InstantMediaMogul.com is the main website for this magazine funnel service. Or if you just want to learn more about me and who I am as a keynote speaker, a marketing consultant, and a business coach, you can go to JenDevore.rocks.
I love the .rocks. That's cool.
Thanks. My company name is Boss Women Rock, so I had to name, but...
Awesome. Well, Jen, any other parting words for our audience?
I just want to say thank you to the Funnel Hacker community. I'm super active in the Facebook group and listen to everything that you and your team and Russell and everybody puts out. And I'm just so excited to be a part of this community and grateful to Turner for connecting us and so appreciative. Thank you for all that you do. It doesn't go unnoticed.
It's our honor. Thank you so much, Jen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.